The president had a fresh spin on his temporary travel ban Monday, but Muslims in the Seattle area still see plenty of problems. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team reports.
Here's some advice you don't typically expect from the owner of a travel business.
If you don't have to travel, please don't travel. It's just going to be a nightmare.
That's Rizwan Samad with New Wave Travel in Seattle. He's an American citizen originally from Pakistan, and like many of his clients, he's Muslim. A lot of people have followed Samad's advice since the initial travel ban in late January.
People were canceling their ticket left, right, especially the people with the Muslim names.
And not just those from the restricted countries. Samad says the new travel ban changes little. A new version of President Trump's executive order scales back some measures that were challenged in court. It still aims to temporarily halt new visas for refugees and people from six primarily Muslim countries. Officials say the travel pause is needed to review security procedures, the order set to take effect later next week. Samad, a frequent traveler, says he'll also stay put rather than face interrogation at the border like he did after 9/11.
Detained in a room and harassing and questioning for hours and hours.
For Samad, this should be the busy season, but business is way down. He knows some immigrants are putting their money elsewhere, like toward property in Canada or back in their home countries. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.